Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Luckily for us, Dr. Passiani has been with us before, and I've been working on my Finnish for several years.
Yeah, you got
now
that. Nailed it.
To get Dr. Yanni in here. And Ryan Fox is with us as well. Good
Hi.
To see you guys. How are you?
Thanks. Great.
Good.
Great
How
to be here.
Let's start, Ryan, with your diagnosis, a lung cancer diagnosis. When did you get it, and how did you find out?
I was diagnosed in November of 2017. I had had pain in my right hip for quite a long time, and then an MRI showed that I had a tumor in the hip, and we had a biopsy, and I was surprised to hear lung cancer, of all things. So it was quite a shock.
I'm going to guess, based on what you just said, you're like so many other people we've talked to, didn't smoke, never smoked, and all of a sudden they're telling you have lung cancer.
Right. And my orthopedic oncologist at the time was quite surprised as well. And I recall she said to me, maybe you have that lung cancer where you can take a pill. And I thought, wow, is that where we're at right now?
Yeah.
We can take pills for cancer? So, fast forward, I'm in this clinical trial and taking a pill for my lung cancer.
Well, speaking just to that, doctor, what do we know about it now and how to treat lung cancer 2019 compared to, say, 2009?
Yeah, I think there have been a lot of amazing changes in that in the therapy, and part of that is our scientific understanding of the disease. It's not one cancer. We look for genetic alterations. We do a genetic profile of everyone's lung cancer, and then we pick the therapy that matches that individual's cancer, just like in Ryan's case. And we used to start with one pill. She's on two pills, actually, so we're moving up in that as well. And I think it's wonderful to be able to tailor the therapy specifically for individuals.
I think, Ryan, the lesson that I want you to make sure you get out there is you didn't take no for an answer. You weren't hearing what you wanted to hear. You knew you didn't feel right, and you were going back to the doctor saying, no, there's something going on here.
Absolutely, and I think that's unfortunately something that commonly occurs.
And I should say your primary care physician, not Dr. Yanni.
right. But that's typically what occurs, and I think it's important as a patient to advocate for yourself and to, we know our bodies best, and so to go out there and say, no, there's definitely something wrong, and it took a while, but I'm here, and I'm there's no better place. It's an unfortunate situation, but there's no better place to be than I live in the Boston area. I take the train to go see Dr. Yanni, so I didn't take no for an answer, and here I am.
How have you changed, Ryan? How have things changed? Not just physically, but maybe mentally as well.
It's I mean, I could be here all day to tell you that, but it's interesting. You never think something like this is going to happen. It changes your perspective on things, and you realize that there are so many people out there who are suffering from things, and you never know. Just walking down the street, I appear quite healthy, I'm sure, to people, and no one knows what's going on. And so I think it's just to be cognizant of that and to understand that, we all have something going on. So it's changed me quite a bit.
We've had a chance to visit with Dr. Yanni on a number of occasions in the past. And for people who don't know, he's one of the leading researchers on lung cancer in the world, as far as I'm concerned. How much do events like this and the money being raised assist in continued research for the things you're trying to discover?
Critically important. As I said, science drives better therapies. The reason we have better therapies for lung cancer is we understand the disease better. You need to invest in the science to study the disease, to find the genetic alterations, and then you can turn those observations into treatments, and Ryan's proof of that.
Now, Ryan, you have a wife and two young kids.
Yes.
So when you were diagnosed, your kids were even younger, right? 6 and 3 now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So when you were...
Two and four, right.
You can't even explain it to them. What do they know about it now?
My son has a better understanding of what's going on. He was there when my hip was hurting. He understood that something was wrong. And I think it's important to be truthful, at least from my perspective, with mm-hmm. with your kids. So, you know, they can have a lot of anxiety about, you know, what's going to happen to my parents, or, you know. So I think it's been difficult, but I've been upfront with him. And my daughter has some clue, but I think my son now understands, and he understands that I take medication and right. that, but I'm still quite healthy, which is sort of, I think, probably difficult for him to understand. But yeah, it was, I mean, as a, you know, any parent can attest to, it's difficult to know, like, to know just how to talk to your parent, to your kids about stuff like that. But yeah, it's, having kids just changes things. So it was difficult when I first heard.
Before we let you go, Dr. Yanni is a walking, talking cliche. You automatically assume if he's finished, he must play hockey. He's in Billy Jaffe's adult hockey camp this
week. Is he really?
I am.
Now, are you a rugged defenseman? What's like your game?
Mostly offense, but, you know, he's working as hard.
He told you guys this is not a fantasy camp.
He did, indeed.
So
he
you
said,
guys
are going to be sore at the end of the week.
They play for keeps in this league. Oh, huh? Yeah,
I guess. And have you been sore?
Absolutely.
Then he's done his job. Ryan, it was a pleasure meeting you. And
thank
Dr.
you.
Yanni, it's great to see you again.
Great to see you.
Thank
as well.
You guys very much for being in here. And thank you for telling your story.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks. It. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.